Tell me, how did you get into performing? What spurred the passion? How did it all start for you?
How I got into performing? Well, I started performing really just to make friends. I was a really lonely kid and I just didn't really have a place where I could meet people who were like-minded or enjoyed the same things that I did in rural Yeppoon. So,
wow, rural Yeppoon is not known for its
performing arts
scene, is it? Not yet. It will be. It will be one day, but not yet. Okay, so it was kind of a way to meet people and to express yourself.
Oh, totally. That's where it started.
Okay,
sure.
And then how did you make your way to Sydney then?
Oh, to Sydney? I moved here from New York, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a roundabout way to get...
I know, right? It took me a while. But, I moved over to New York to do some training, and then I was working over there, and then I had this idea of this thing that I knew I needed to build, and I wanted to do it in Australia. So that was really my reason for coming to Sydney was QueerSpace.
QueerSpace. Okay, so tell us about QueerSpace. What is it? How does it work? Yeah. Obviously, you moved to Sydney to start it.
Yeah.
So tell me more.
Well, QueerSpace, from its inception, was just really about creating space for me to have a way to express myself. Because when I came out, which took me a really long time to do, I think I was just so afraid of sharing that part of myself with the industry because I knew it would jeopardize my career as an actor. There wasn't any guideline for what it meant to come out and express yourself as a non-binary person in musical theatre. What Tony Award do I win? You know, what category am I under now? I realized if I'm going to do this, there's going to be repercussions for those actions, and giving up on the performing arts wasn't an option.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to tie up my shoes and I'm going to build this thing for myself, for my community, and share the joy and love that I feel for my craft and for my queerness with everyone.
With absolutely everyone. I think that the most beautiful things in especially performing arts and the arts always come from people looking for their own niche and looking for their own corner of the sky to express themselves in. And when it doesn't exist, I love that people just go, that's all right, I'll create it myself. It's fine. I'll do it myself.
Yeah, exactly.
What were some of the biggest challenges in setting it up?
Being taken seriously.
Okay.
Money.
Always.
So the financial support, and also just the emotional support, because it was such a personal thing for me.
Yeah.
The professional and the personal line was a really tricky one for me to walk.
Mm.
But I met some amazing people. And they've helped me build this thing from the ground. So they were the big ones. And then preparation.
Mm.
And then from there, I was just, let's just do it. Yeah. You know, Nike tick of approval.
We're off.
Jump into the deep end. I'm off the deep end.
Yeah.
Watch as I dive in.
Mm.
Thanks, Gaga.
Thanks, Gaga. Thanks, Bradley. We love you and your piano and your Oscars performance.
Oh,
and it was
really
great.
Though.
With the Tiffany's diamond.
Oof.
Which is all I've been thinking about.
Oh, that's all I will think about.
For days.
Months.
Okay, so what is it that, I guess, so you put on performances or you hold auditions, and it's also a space for people, I guess, to come together.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So, at the core of what we do, community is such a huge part of it.
Mm.
But the base of it is we are a theatrical production company.
Mm.
So, yeah, we produce theatre.
Yeah.
We produce content for queer artists and then by queer artists as well. So really the goal is just giving these people a place where they don't have to hide or conform to any idea of what they have to be in order to perform or in order to write a story or tell a story.
Yeah.
So
something that I noticed in your Facebook group as well was the, I guess, importance put on people having their stories seen and stories that they can relate to and stories that they can see themselves in.
Yeah.
That's obviously a big part of what you do as well.
Yeah, huge. And I guess that's a little self-serving. As a non-binary performer, it's electric to find others who are having the same experience, who are walking into audition rooms and not being seen past the dress or the gender betrayals and just being seen for our talent and being seen that to be an actor, to be a storyteller, you don't have to look a certain way or be a certain way. So yeah, giving people that platform to share their story and be able to say, hey, I'm out here and I'm doing this and I exist is just so empowering and important.
Absolutely. What's the response been like from the wider community?
Positive.
Great.
Warm, inspiring for me. Because that's why we're doing it. I'm doing it so that I can meet people, so that we can meet people. We can create a sense of belonging for ourselves in the commercial theaterscape. I think that our mission has really connected with a lot of people in the theater community. We've all kind of come together, and whether or not we're ready to make the change as an industry, we're at least now in Sydney acknowledging it.
Yeah.
In the space of queer space.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Now, what's next for queer space? This is like looking into the crystal ball of the future. I love asking people this, especially creatives, because everyone seems to dream so big and have these amazing, beautiful, wonderful ideas.
Yeah.
What are some of yours?
Some of mine. Well, some tangible things coming up that we already know are in place. We have Gruesome Playground Injuries, which I'm really excited about.
Oh.
So it's a dark comedy.
And it sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, well, I'm not going to say that. But yeah, so it's a show, and it's written about a man and a woman, by this amazing playwright, Rajiv Joseph. If you don't know his work, you should check it out. And it's really a story about fear of intimacy, and it's the lives of these two people, and they're connected by their damage. And it just shows how they intrinsically heal each other and run from each other all at the same time.
Wow.
And I read this story years ago, and I remember getting to the end of it and just sitting, reflecting, and I connected so personally. And when I was choosing my first production, I thought, I want to do a show that highlights the inclusion of our community. And so I thought, why not tell a story that we've been excluded from and say, hey, we relate to this, and kind of forcibly include ourselves in.
Amazing.
In it. So yeah, we have two women playing the roles. And we're in the middle of the rehearsal process, and it's creating something magical.
Do you know when you open? Have you got an open date?
Yeah, so April 12th we open. Fab. You can grab tickets from our Facebook or just online if you search
and
Queer Space.
And where will you be performing?
So we're at the Playhouse in Redfern.
Gorgeous.
It's a little black box theatre, so it's going to be a really intimate setting for you to get to know these characters.
Yeah, and the performers as well, I'm sure.
And, oh, yeah, 100%. Same thing, really.
Yep. Exactly. For anyone out there who's listening and who is thinking that this is a community that they need to be a part of, that they want to be a part of, that they're so enthralled by, as I am, by the way, how do they get involved? How can people, A, get involved with the group, and B, show support to the group?
Yeah, okay. Well, the getting involved in the group, check out any of our socials, which are Facebook and Instagram at the moment. You can also come to one of our events. That's a really great way to support us. But to get involved in what we're trying to achieve, especially if you are in our industry, please make a conscious effort next time you're doing anything at all to make your event more inclusive, whether that's in the casting, that's in the selection of your lineup for the event. Whatever it is, just put an emphasis and make it a priority to make sure you're including all minority groups.
Yeah, it's a conscious effort.
It is
really
a conscious effort.
And it's one that we all should be making a lot more effort with, I think.
Oh, I could not agree more, Jess. Mm.
I cannot wait to see this production on April 12th.
April 12th.
And we're going to pop a bunch of links on the podcast to all of the socials for Queer Space. If you want to check it out, you can head to 2scr.com/weekendbreakfast. We have to leave it there. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.